Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video was brought to you by a donation from Roger. He didn't give me a topic, so I wanted to give everyone my opinion about the whole trad wife phenomenon that's been happening on TikTok lately. Leftist platforms like Vice are freaking out, saying that it's related to the alt-right. Feminists are usually Democrats and Republicans have been in traditional ways of living, but both are gynocentric. Feminism promises women overt control over their lives, and traditionalism gives women covert control. Women that are putting on 50s and early 60s sundresses like June Cleaver are just going through cope because they can't get a Chad. It's just the female chameleon, and it's about taking the population and putting us through the old divide-and-conquer routine. The Vice article follows Estee Williams, a busty blonde, that looks like she's fallen out of a 50s magazine. She looks like she's channeling Marilyn Monroe. She says she didn't grow up in a traditional family, but that's not exactly true. Her mother would go to work and then come home to cook and clean for the family. Estee didn't want to live like that doing both of those things, so she quit college and adopted the stay-at-home lifestyle because her electrician husband asked her to. So she decided to document her new trad life on TikTok, and it's freaking out the leftists out there. She's probably got 100,000 followers on TikTok by now. Vice says that many of the people that follow her hate follow her. That's their way of saying that she's not relevant. But I smell fear. She only started putting out content 9 months ago. What people don't realize is that her building her TikTok and social media presence is going to eventually become a job. She's even started a YouTube channel, and it'll probably grow it and monetize it. The left is freaking out saying that the trad wife movement is going to take women back 65 to 70 years. Part of that Vice article also says this, and I quote, "I think that the trad wife thing is an overreaction to problems that a lot of younger people are seeing in our culture," says Jordan B. Cooper, an ordained Lutheran pastor and adjunct professor of systemic theology at Cornell University, who posted a YouTube video outlining 5 problems he had with the trad movement earlier this year. Half of those watching videos tagged trad wife on TikTok are aged 18 to 24, according to the app's internal stats, and videos tagged trad wife have been seen 2 million times worldwide in the last week. Not all of those people watching will necessarily be wanting to replicate the olden days. Some likely watch tradwife content as part of a fetish, with some pointing out the sexual connotations of a motherly figure confronting them through a smartphone screen," unquote. "I think that for most young people, life is too difficult these days. It's impossible to get ahead on hard work alone. You have to hustle, scam, and have a lot of good luck." Vice also thinks that the tradwife movement is infiltrated by followers of Mr. Mustache. Because get this. Because apparently they want to return to more old-fashioned architecture as well. A while back, I watched a video discussing how even modern architects live in traditional beautiful buildings, while they build buildings for everyone else that are modern and dehumanizing. The left is trying to connect a traditional castle in Germany to places where Hitler held his loot. All this is quite the stretch. I'll discuss more in a moment. But let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, the Red Pill Ring. The Freemasons have their own rings, and now so do we. When another MGTOW sees your gold, silver, or bronze ring, he's going to know exactly what it means, and that both of you have the same value system. Now all we have to do is make a secret handshake. Please visit redpillring.com today to get your precious, precious ring. Do it fast before Gollum with boobs stops you. Anyways, now back to leftists are scared that women will abandon them and start being submissive and baking pies or something, clown world show. They think that trad women are hiding white supremacist messages through hashtags. So what are all these supposed tags? The only one they shared is hashtag revolt against the modern world. Of course, I think they're only appearing to a revolt to attract the best men they can that have the means to support them so they don't have to go off to work. The idea is that those hashtags automatically trigger the TikTok algorithm to recommend content creators that are far right. Back in the day when people would listen to my content on YouTube, they would get Jordan Peterson videos fed to them. They associated him with the far right, so then so was I, apparently. Vice interviewed one woman and she says that the rise of the trad wife is a reaction to the displacement young men feel in society these days. But I think the tradwife movement is more about landing the right man, more so than anything else. It's women's latest mating strategy that looks like those women have used throughout most of history. I think it's also being done for incels as well, that give those women attention online. Maybe we can call them tradcels. I think tradwives are part of the fantasy that many guys are telling themselves that the system is about to collapse, and that we will be returning to traditionalism shortly. Guys that are too naive to understand that we can never go back to the future and traditionalism. The past is dead and gone. The tradwife of the 1950s was an ideal cooked up by men after the First World War, Great Depression, Second World War, as well as the great inflation of the late 1940s. Everyone could finally breathe a collective sigh of relief as the 30s and 40s were finally over, and enjoy life for one or two decades. But soon the tradwives of the 1950s became restless, found the pill in abortion, and went buck wild at Woodstock. Women didn't want to live cooped up in their gilded suburban cages, so they went off to work. We aren't going to uninvent the birth control pill and send women home from work. Estee Williams and the other women doing this are smart to exploit simps that want to return to traditionalism for their dopamine rush. There's a certain level of fetishization with the tradwife movement, the idea that women will quit their jobs and become submissive to their husbands. Many of the poor blue-pilled simps out there don't realize that women doing this are just doing it to take covert control over them. I've even seen Rolla Tomasi posting pictures on Twitter with women in traditional plain dresses, working around the house. He usually asks the question, is this what a woman looks like? Clearly tapping into the tradwife fans, as well as trying to piss off the leftoids. Estee Williams in one interview says that I put my husband's wants ahead of my own, and this has nothing but benefited myself and my marriage, unquote. How do we begin to unpack that statement? Putting her husband's needs ahead of hers benefits her. She's basically saying that being selfless also means I'm selfish. But all she's doing is rediscovering a form of power that women have had to use throughout most of history, because they didn't have other overt financial and physical forms of power. How do we really know that these tradwives are for real? What if they actually have jobs and come home to perform on camera in 1950s cosplay, so to speak? I'm sure some of them are doing that. Many women are also adopting this way of life, so they appear to be anti-feminist to men out there. Masculine men that they may want to attract. One researcher mentioned that back in 2017, there was a woman living the tradwife lifestyle that set up a white baby challenge, encouraging white people to procreate more. That's just cherry-picking one woman that wants to get her cherry popped by Chad's baby batter and not Tyrone's. But if a black woman dressed up like Aunt Jemima said that she wanted to set up a black baby challenge, no one would come out and say that it was all part of some sort of black supremacy movement. I made a video a while back called Why We're Not Going Back to Traditionalism, and a lot of guys don't want to believe it. The real failure is a lack of imagination in people to have a vision for a hopeful future. So instead they focus on going back to an idyllic past. 20 to 30 years ago we were hopeful of the future as a species. Not so much today. I think that over the next 5 to 10 years the tradwife movement is going to gain steam as men start speaking to their virtual AI girlfriends instead of real women. The way for women to get back their friend zone simps at that point will be to cook for them, and she'll have you as a captive audience as you wolf down a lemon pie in front of her as she tells you how hard her day was, slaving in front of a hot stove. I know a couple women that everybody hates, but everyone loves their cooking. They'll simply go over to their house just to enjoy a good meal, play nice, and then leave. It's cheaper to go into a restaurant because usually all they have to do is bring over a bottle of wine and a smile. Plus, you know you're not going to get sick from the food. I say bring back the real tradwife phenomenon. Get them to wash clothes by hand and fight chickens for their eggs. Go to one of those pioneer village type places or drive through your local Amish community and look at the overweight, barefoot, and pregnant women. Those are the real tradwives. Look at how strong their arms are. They look like a super muscular baby or something like that. I'm not really a fan of women that do hard labor with their hands, although they must give you a good grip in the bedroom, so to speak. Washing machines and ovens don't really count these days. It's technology doing most of the work for you. But this trend will not catch on for most women because today you need both people working to support a family. It's mostly going to be social media prima donnas doing this for attention, as well as those that already have a lot of money. The sad part is that the blue pill men want to believe this dream, and they'll fall for women pulling this sort of stunt. They will follow them and become their pay piggies, sending them money each month to see them in a sundress. The only way they'll have some sense beaten into them is when one day they finally see one of those women become famous and then throw her trad husband under the bus. But even then, they'll say, he just didn't treat her right. Another reason trad wives might become a trend is because women fear the passport bros phenomenon and are trying to compete with it. That might also be a possibility. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Roger for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed this topic. Don't forget to smash the like button, the way that your trad wife probably won't want to smash you, and you'll each have your own single bed in the bedroom like it's the 1950s on television. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45 US, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the female chameleons that try and tap into your nostalgia for a time period you never actually lived through away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in education into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.